Alright, yeah, so this video, man, I don't know what happened. I was on my Windows laptop to do some homework. Man, I'm having the worst luck with Windows computers, man. So I'm back on my MacBook now. And it would just bloat it right up. I was fine. So yeah, so this video I wanted to make about like my experiences with dealing with women, right? And working with them. Like, see, women specifically, like, they hate for anything to be spelled out unless the spelling out is going to totally work in their favor, meaning like they can like talk about men or something like that, but they can't take any, like, women, they hate when their logic is spelled out, because at the core of a woman's, you know, whole purpose on the planet, it's all smoke and mirrors. For like, maybe I'd say 70% of their purpose is smoke and mirrors to manipulate you, and then, you know, and then to manipulate you to have sex with them, and then, you know, and to get attention out of you. Then that's usually the end game for most of them. There's some of them just end up pregnant, or they want to have kids, blah, blah, blah. But initially, most of their experience is smoke and mirror. They try to keep it in this smoke and mirror level in the world, because see, this is where, and this is the mistake that men and women make. We try to assume what the other one wants based off of what we want. So when they do this, like, see females, they put value into mysticism, you see. So this is why women never want to tell you how old they are, or, you know, like, they never want to talk about money, or they never want to talk about, you know, real things or like actual actions that take place, because their whole core is in smoke and mirrors. Because see, just like a magic trick, once the magic trick is exposed, it's completely useless. If David Copperfield, if somebody went out there and exposed David Copperfield's tricks a month before he went to do them on stage, his tricks would be completely useless. And this is the same thing that you deal with a lot of women. Their whole game in the world is hocus pocus tricks and mirrors to hope the man talks himself into believing this woman is worth something. That's all it is. You see, because a man will develop worth in time. Any man. And I mean, there are anomalies where some men, they just get horrifically bad luck and they can never build themselves up at all. But most men, in some form of way, most men, we will develop ourselves in some way, whether it's wisdom, whether it's education, whether it's talent or skill, or practicing something day in and day out for 5 years straight, or becoming humbled by the world, or just our intellect from being humbled by the world. See, we will grow. We men grow to become worth something. You see, women are naturally worth something for the first, you know, from between 15 to 25, you know, the prime years of fucking, you know, of reproducing. They're in prime. So they naturally have. See, women, they have a hard time understanding creating why they should be wanted. You see, other than like makeup and getting fucked. And like I said, it's like, so back to the core thing. See, the smoke and mirrors. See, women value mysticism in men. See, like, if you ever look back, like, women have always loved the assholes, the guys who treat them like shit, the guys who never come around unless they want sex. See, those are the guys women have always valued since the beginning of time. It's the reality of the situation. So, and see, like I said, when you deal with a woman, a lot of times, like, the best way just to assume how to deal with a woman is this. The best result as far as like predicting where their minds will go and how they're going to think, you have to think in terms of dealing with this being that is a mixture between a 4-year-old child and a German Shepherd, because that's just the max that and most of their thought capacities truly go. Now, they'll learn to sound more intelligent because they know that's what you want to hear, and they'll learn to try to cater to, like, to you know, to a man or the workforce is what they think they want to hear. But when you, from Oprah Winfrey to the bitch sucking dick on the street for $5, when you get them both home, their brain capacity, their you know, the core of their existence is going to be the same. They're going to be brats that, you know, always want something. They're always breaking something. They always need money, or they always, you know, want something. It's going to be the same shit. Okay, it doesn't change regardless of money, what country she's in, or anything. Okay, now you see, since they fit to the core of this video, see, women try to put value in what they think men put value in, because this is what men are. You see, kind of same thing, how like some guys, they'll pretend to be gay and pretend to like, you know, Justin Bieber and shit because they think that's what the woman likes, because he's trying to get with her. It's the same thing what women do. See, but like, it's like a, this is like what I'm speaking on is more of like a broader term. See, women, they've always value like mystic, you know, mysterious creatures and people. Because, and I mean, and now there's a brief reason to explain that is because they do this because, see, as long as something is always aloof and is never really there, well, that woman does not have to live up to being a princess for this man. You see, she doesn't have to live up to it. She can just be herself, whatever crazy shit she is, and it's fine. See, this is why women don't like to be put on a pedestal. Because once you put a woman on a pedestal, a woman's objective is to please. So she realizes you put her on a pedestal. Now she must live up to being on the pedestal 24/7 for you. And it's just, it's too much work for anybody. Nobody wants to have to do that 24/7. So this is why women don't like that. People don't like it, but a lot of men, like, just in that brief rundown, that's just the logic of it. But yeah, see, when women hate to be, see, women hate to be spelled out their nature. Now, if you go out in the world and just employ the tactics you've learned on how to pretty much entrap their nature. Yeah, I don't know if that's the right word to use, but you know, if you go out and use the skills that you've learned through life of how to, you know, how to get a woman to do what you pretty much just manipulate a woman, because we must learn this to get a woman. Women don't really have to do this to get a man for real, but men must do these things, or women just won't fuck with you. So we can go out there and just do these things and like they'll happily fall into it. And then once they fall into it, you could tell them all day, oh yeah, girl, he's manipulating you. And her brain will never click on to see it once it's already happened. But see, like if you just walk up to a woman cold and just explain her nature, see, she fucking hates that, because what you do at this point is, so you're pretty much catching her, like in this situation, the four-year-old child, right? A child always wants to think that they were the first one to know something, right? Like a child, like a four-year-old child always wants to go, hey dad, come look at this watch. It's black and it goes like this. They go like this. Now see, the worst thing you could do to a child when they come up and do that to you is go, oh yeah, I know. Yeah, I knew that 20 years ago. It always does this. And then the child's going to go, and find it out first. It's the same thing when dealing with a woman. See, every woman thinks that she's gonna employ the best tactic on a man, and only her and the woman she learned it from were the only ones on the planet who knew how to do it. You see what I'm saying? Like every single one of them think that. You see, so this is why if you've ever tried to explain a woman's nature to her and she gets mad, because it's the same thing like the four-year-old child with the watch. Hey dad, it turns, it does this, and you go, oh yeah, I knew that 20 years ago, and it does this, and then yeah, like I said before, the child's just gonna be mad. The child's gonna go, oh, okay, well I thought I found it and I wanted to share it with you, but you already knew, so I have no purpose. It's the same thing with women. It's the same exact thing. They fall out that like they wanted to be this secret purposeful being that they thought was the only one on the planet. But see, the thing is, like, their brains never grow out of it, man. Like that's the funny part. Like that's the worst part about it, because a child will eventually grow out of it. Like a boy, a little boy will eventually grow out of it and grow to, you know, learn, grow and think higher. Like I said in previous videos, like, see, women mature much quicker on a social level, but it maxes out at about 16, 17 for them. And their intelligence is pretty much, whatever she's going to do is pretty much done by 16 mentally. Now guys, we start much later, but we don't, like, ours never stops. We just keep going. Okay. But that's a whole other topic. But yeah, no, when, like, they absolutely hate when you figure it out and you verbally, or like either spoken or writing it down, texting it to them or something. They hate that shit. Because like I said, it's the same theory as the four-year-old child with the watch. Like, they wanted to feel like they were the only one who did something in the world. You see what I'm saying? And nobody else figured it out before them, and nobody else will figure it out after them. They were the only one that figured it out. This is why they hate to be figured out. They want to be that, because like I said, and the reason why they even put value in it is because they think that that's what men want, because that's what a lot of men, okay, that's what the men who fuck them are like. So they wanted to try to meet this man in the middle, like, oh yeah, I get mysticism, I can be, you know, because I'm mystical too. And see, women are not hard to figure out. They really are not. They are very easy, man. Like, see, the hard part for guys to understand and figuring out, like, you know, like how women hate to be figured out. The hard part for men, okay, the difficult part for women in the world is their emotions always destroy them in the end. For men, it's our drive to be wanted by the woman that distorts our views in life, especially in the early ages. That's what makes it so much more difficult for us. Like I said, I said this in the previous video, unless you grew up with like a sister or a niece or a female cousin who was like always around, and you watched their, something about, like, something in your brain clicked, and you watched how they were doing other boys, how they would treat other boys that they liked and they didn't like, and you really got a good, you know, insight on woman's nature. Unless you had that scenario, you had to learn the hard way. Like me, you had to go out in the world and just, you know, get punched in the face over and over again until you finally started to see it and get it, you know. And other guys, I mean, I touched on this in the previous video. Like, see, other guys, they want to break it down to the alpha thing of like being 6 foot tall, you know, 6 foot tall. Okay, in my case, like I said, if a guy's 6 foot tall, full head of hair, super muscular, you know, a lot of money. A lot of times, man, with the alpha thing like that, man, it really has nothing to do with all that. It's really you and your personality and how you're dealing with the woman. And if you're treating her like she's, pretty much, I say this, in a woman, and this is a side rant, I'd say this, when you're dealing with a woman and being an alpha or a beta, really, okay, the core of it, don't get me wrong, having money and muscles and all that will work. Yeah, I mean, it'll help. It helps to get you your foot in the door. But the reality of what it is, are you treating her like a princess or like she's your second best option? That's the difference between an alpha male and a beta male in reality. It's almost the same as like when you want to get a job, right? Now, you can lie and just say you got the job's requirements, and that'll get you in the door for an interview. But when you actually sitting up in there, just because you got these requirements, you still got to walk the walk and talk the talk with the culture of the people. And that's where the problems are going to come in. And it's the same thing with women, like being 6 foot tall and, you know, like I think they say like the 6'6"s or something like that. That helps to get you in the door. But to get actual respect out of the woman, see, like you have to be of a certain mindset to do this. You see, and like I said, and I just thought about this now. And this is I should have made this a different video. But the core, I think personally, I would say the core difference between a beta man is if you're treating the woman as if she's your second or third best option versus you're treating her like she's your first option. That is the difference. The beta man is going to treat that woman like she's the first option. He's going to be available all the time, text her all the time, respond, you know, fairly quickly, you know, compliment her. you know, all that stuff. See, because this is what women say they want. And like I said before, you can't listen to what a woman says. Watch her actions, you see. And now the alpha guy who, okay, let's say she's texting this nice guy and she goes, oh, I'm ready to go to sleep. And then boop, she's writing that, she's texting the alpha 5 seconds later. You see, because the alpha, he probably ain't even going to text back. If he does, it's probably going to be slurred because he's probably drunk somewhere or something like that. Or you see what I'm saying? Like she's not the first thing on his agenda. You see, and this is just how it plays. It's just the reality of it. But yeah, man, back to the original topic. I should have made this another video. But to the original topic, like a female, a typical female, her whole worth and existence in the world is essentially a smoke show. It's essentially a magic show. That's what it is. Some magicians are better, more polished than others, so they get more of an audience. So like some women are prettier than others, so she'll get more of an audience. But even then, like even if they're ugly, whatever, blah, blah, blah. See, they know this is true. Because the reason why they don't like anything spelled out, okay, is because of this. And it goes, I touched on this in another video. They don't like things to be, like, their nature to be spelled out in front of them. Because what this does to the woman is this. She's going to start hearing this logic, right? Coming out of your mouth. And the first thing she's going to think in her head. See, and this is one of the most ultimate blows a woman can take. And this is why usually like women do not like to talk to men like this. And they will never talk to these men. They don't want to be in the same room with these men. They hate these men. Because this is the ultimate blow in the thought process of a woman's brain of what's going on when she hears this. And I'm honestly, like, I hope a woman's watching this. Because she's going to know what I'm saying is true. When they hear guys like me talking, right? And this woman does not already, she did not succeed as a, I mean, I'm sorry. If she hears me talking like this and she did not already succeed as a woman with a family and kids and, you know, and she loved her man and they got together and it's the only father of her kids. And, you know, if she's not this woman, where a woman's brain goes when she hears men like me talk is she's going to think to herself, this is a lot of logic. This makes sense. Uh-oh. Now I have to think about other logic. Now I have to deduce my own logic and why I'm worth anything. Uh-oh, I'm not worth anything. And it, you see what I'm saying? And okay, now them coming to conclusions that they're not worth anything is the ultimate low blow, because you have to remember in a woman's nature, her natural craving is to please other people. So if once she's deduced on a core level that she's not worth anything, well, then she can't please anyone. So then she has no purpose. You see, so once guys like me talk, see, she'll, it's almost like a psychologist situation where she believes, I didn't say it, but she believed it and it went off, you know, and understands it. This is what happens with women you talk to who don't already have their own families and, you know, blah, 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 like single women or women who are riding what they call the cock carousel. See, those women fucking hate guys like us. Women with children, oh, they can listen to me talk for 3 hours and probably elaborate on shit. I bet you, like, I know it. Like, any of those other great, I mean, there's other great YouTuber guys way better than me, man. And they got female followers, man. The females, they write comments, say, yeah, like, yep, this is right. You know what I'm saying? I'm married with kids, but I see my girlfriends. They do all this exact shit. Everything you're saying, pretty much everything they said, they agree with everything, pretty for the most part. But yeah, I really should have made just two separate videos. But yeah, I got to do some work, man. I got to do some work. But yeah, original topic. I hope I explained coherently why they hate to be figured out. Like I said, it's always like the one, like I said, and it's that hard-headed group of 4-year-olds that get mad, relatively, of the feet of woman. It's the hard-headed four. Now, like I said, the ones who are successful as women, you know, the ones who grew and were successful as women, they usually, they don't get mad. It's not a personal attack. They go, oh, they say, oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. But see, like the ones, like I say, it's like dealing with children when you're dealing with this population of women. You're dealing with a child mixed with a German Shepherd. Like, they don't like to be called out. They don't like to be told they're wrong. They don't like to have to deal with thinking. They don't, unless the thinking is how to manipulate a higher quality male to give them shit, they don't like to think. They don't like, they hate it. They despise it. They hate that, they hate a lot. This is why they hate logic, is because it's going to deduce what they're actually doing. And then not only that, they're going to know that you know what they're actually doing. And they hate it, and they just implode. They just, it destroys their drive to live, honestly. Because like I said in other videos, read like women's forums and shit like that, women's magazines, and just read their opinions and thoughts. And at every time, it comes to the same conclusion every time. Once it becomes clear that a woman is not pleasing the quality man that she wants, she hates her fucking life and she's considering suicide. They need to please. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a compulsion. That's what I was going on about Roger Rabbit in that one video. But yeah, this is a long ass video. That's my thoughts, man.